This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers.
Jerry, my good friend, how are you?
Steve, I'm fine. I'm sorry for the brief delay. I had the very important chore of taking the dog out.
And guess what? As somebody who has that same job, ironically, I know where of which you speak.
The urgency and the importance.
Oh, and score big on each one because they're both true. All right.
That's right.
So we'll start with the Masters. And we know that the merger would live. They're still negotiating and so forth. But from a fan point of view, let's talk about that for a moment. The Masters is always so important, and it sets the tone for the whole year. But is this maybe as important a Masters as ever because the gang is all back together?
Well, you know, I'll say this. There's no question the majors play an important role in whatever is going to happen going forward. And there's no question the Masters would be at the forefront just because of its significance, its importance, where it falls in the schedule. It's the first one. It's the one with the most tradition. It's the one that's arguably the most cherished. So I don't think there's any doubt that the television ratings are reflecting what's going on in the world of golf. And you know, Fred Ridley was asked today about the numbers, the small television numbers, and is the Masters now going to put that to the test? You know, the fact that, you know, all the best players in the world, the top players in the world, are here. And his response was, well, he thinks that's indicative of other sports. You know, it's hard to measure anymore because of all the streaming avenues available to people, whether they're watching on their tablets, on their phones, social media, whatever the case may be. And I'm not going to say that's not true, but I don't think there's any question the fan apathy in golf is directly related to the split in the two tours. And by that, I mean, look, you know, whether it was the Greater Hartford Open or whichever, which had a maybe, and I'm not picking on them, but maybe they just had a so-so field. That was always going to happen. You were never going to have 27 events on the PGA Tour that had a loaded field. Right. But now, outside the elevated events and the Masters, you're not only getting, you're getting most of the top players, but you're not getting all of them because each year now, you've seen a lot of those top players in the world, marquee names, bleed over to the LIV Tour. So, and you know, you look at the leaderboards, and with all due respect to the Austin Eckroats and Nick Dunlap becoming the first amateur since Mickelson in 91 to win a PGA Tour event, and whether it's Akshay, Bhatia, or whoever it may be, those guys don't move the needle. People want to see the stars. Nice stories are nice, but the stars make the great stories. And I think the Players' Championship, whose numbers were down, helped rescue the tour because they had a star win and they had a star-studded leaderboard on Sunday. Yep. And you know, obviously that's what we're going to see. I'm sure the Masters will do that again, because it's just those are the types of champions for the most part that they produce. They don't produce U.S. Open type champions. They produce usually the star players. And so yeah. I find it a bit ironic, Steve, and a bit comical, and I'm not picking on them, the players like Jon Rahm and you know, and Phil Mickelson and the guys saying, look, unification needs to happen and it needs to happen fast. I agree with him 100%, and so does Rory McIlroy, but I find it funny that the guys who helped create this division by joining the LIV Tour are the ones saying, well, we need some unification now, and we need it right away.
Right. Yeah, it's interesting. You're right. You know, Mickelson, it's a good time. Rahm, it's a good time to do it. DeChambeau, it's a good time. Like, hey, yo, then come back. But But I was just literally in Jacksonville, and so Sawgrass. And I thought the same thing you did, that they were fortunate Scottie Scheffler won, because they always brag it's the deepest field in golf.
Which not is anymore.
True,
not anymore.
But it wasn't this year. It wasn't this year.
Yeah, I mean, what is Ryan Moore doing playing in the Players' Championship, with all due respect to Ryan Moore? You know, when you saw players like that, it's just not the best field in golf anymore, because 25 of those guys are playing on the LIV Tour, if not more.
When you get to this golf course, we've talked about it many times, that unless you've ever been there, you can't appreciate the grind of the walk. Not just hitting the ball, but the grind of the walk up and down. And I mean, I don't mean it's subtle up and down. But what does it tell us about the conditioning, especially of the winner? And of course, this comes into play with Tiger Woods, who has to walk it.
Well, you know, Steve, people in Western Pennsylvania think they have to play with a lot of hills, up one hill and down another. They have not seen slopes and degrees of elevation change until they get to Augusta and see what it is to go down 10 and to walk up 18 and even to go down 2 and roll across 5 and the par 3, 6 down the hill, 8 going up the hill. I don't think they can't comprehend what those slopes and elevation changes are like until they actually see it. And to your point, there is no question, if there's a harder walk on the PGA Tour, I don't know what it is, because first of all, no other PGA Tour course is going to play more than 7,600 yards. And I don't know of another PGA Tour course that has the hills and valleys that you have to traverse at Augusta. And you start at the clubhouse on 1 and you sink all the way down to the bottom at number 12. And, you know, and you go downhill 10, and you go downhill 11, across 12, across 13, up 14, down 15, up 16, across 16, up 17, and then really up 18. By the time you reach 18, Steve, you have to be exhausted. And then you have to make that climb up that hill. Look, these guys are in great shape. That's not an issue anymore. But relative to every other event they're going to play, it is no question the toughest walk they're going to face. And, of course, that's what Tiger Woods is going to have to deal with. And not only just that, but tomorrow's weather forecast, wind gusts of 25 mm-hmm. to 30 miles an hour and rain. It is not what Tiger Woods wants to play in with all his physical ailments.
They lengthened 13 a year ago. They're adding 10 to 2 this year, which is another par 5. They're going to move the tee over, too. Although Rory McIlroy said the visual is not that bad. He thought it was going to be, and it's not. They've made some changes to some 2 years ago to 11, 15, and 18. Are the changes noticeable to you in terms of what we're seeing in play or not?
Steve, last year, to your point, they changed 13. They added 10 or 15 yards to the tee, and they made it more difficult to ride it around the corner. But what they found is that it actually had more guys going for the green at 13, because now it made it more difficult to reach the pine straw and the trees straight ahead. And when I say made it more difficult, a lot of times, teams are players are staying away from a Race Creek on the left, and so they blow it through the fairway and they're up in a pine straw, and then unless you're Phil Mickelson, they're forced to really lay it up.
Right.
Well, now it's made it more difficult for those guys, when I say difficult, maybe easier, to not reach the pine straw, and they find themselves more in the middle of the fairway, and now they have that 250-yard shot into the green, and those guys are taking it. And so while they lengthened it, they actually made it, I don't want to say more playable, probably, but I think they've made it more exciting, because now more guys, according to their data from last year, were going for the green in 2. So by lengthening it, they actually, they weren't really changing the concept of the game, or the way we see the game played today with such distances. That they can stretch it up to over 7,600 yards. They're probably going to play it at 75 and a half. But they can, and I won't tomorrow, but they can stretch it to over 7,600 yards if they want. And I don't really see it changing anything. I saw my friend Jaime Diaz come up with a stat the other day where he said over the last 5 years, the incidence of three putts have actually decreased at the Masters.
Yes.
And that, of course, was always, you know, three putt avoidance was always a big issue at the Masters. And, you know, there could be a number of factors related to that. But I just think, you know, guys, you know, with the equipment, with the technology, with the training devices they have and everything else, they've just figured out so many of the problem areas of the green and with of the game, and especially around the greens, and you know all the metrics they have and analytics, they know when to go and when not. They pay so much attention to it, and I don't, it certainly hasn't. I don't think it's made Augusta National play any more difficult at all. I think the only thing that's going to make it play more difficult is what we might see tomorrow. And the players will all tell you, they can handle the rain, they can handle the cold. But it's the wind that makes it really, really difficult. And especially there, when you start climbing down the hill at 10 and you go through Amen Corner, really all the way over through 16, it really makes it difficult to handle.
And not only that, the way everything is played out to this point, the course is said to be firm and fast. When the greens are firm and fast, you mentioned the fewer three putts. Still, when the greens are firm and fast there, what does it mean?
Well, that's, I don't want to say that's the defense, because Augusta National has pretty good defense with its length. You know, is Augusta National suited to the British Open champ, Brian Harman? Well, probably not.
No.
Because, you know, he's not a guy who's going to carry the ball a long way. And if it does, it's never going to get soft there because they have that sub-air system. So they're going to suck the moisture out if they get a ton of rain. And they're really only supposed to get the rain tomorrow. So I don't think that's going to be a problem. But that's what, I mean, Augusta National's greens, you know, firm and fast and sloping is, that's what makes it makes it tricky. And, you know, all the guys will tell you, you know, you can't just say at Augusta, well, keep it below the hole. You hear that a lot of places. Don't hit it
right
above the hole.
Right.
Well, that's not always true at Augusta. At Augusta, it's you got to find the right quadrant of the green to hit it. And sometimes that's above the hole. So that's what makes Augusta so difficult.
Yeah, I want to keep the ball below the hole at 9. Oh, wait a minute. It's still rolling back.
Right?
Let's keep
and that's
it below.
What, that's what makes it so difficult.
Yeah.
They have those little shelves and those quadrants that you – and the guys who have played there, you know, they know all that. And that, but that's what makes – and that's why – look, you could sit there. I saw something the other day. They were asking the players, what's the most important aspect? What's the most important club that you want to have working to play Augusta? It was all split between iron game, driver, and putter, because their point was, look, you, because of the length, you have to be able to drive it out there. And if you can't, you're going to have long irons into those sloping, tricky greens. And then so then it was like, okay, the iron game, the approach game, it's a second shot golf course because you have to be able to bring it in to the right spots on those greens. And then the other guys were saying, well, the putter, because you have to be able to putt those greens. But that's what makes Augusta it is a great test, but it is a fair test. And that's why we've seen number shot there. We saw what Jordan Spieth shot. Jordan Spieth made 9 birdies last year in the final round. That's a Masters record.
Yeah.
I mean, birdies are out there. There's no question. But it can play difficult and tricky. And that's, you know, that's why some guys, they have a difficult time there. But it tests all aspects of your game, I think, very well and very fairly.
See, when they're split third, 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 driver, second shot, putter, that tells you that it's a great golf course.
That's exactly right.
All right. So in your realm of what, when you're looking at, give us like a couple, three names that you think we need to keep an eye on that should be at or near the top of the leaderboard on Sunday.
Well, you know, I made my picks today, or I ranked my contenders, and then I made my pick. And, you know, you start with Scottie Scheffler. But, you know, Steve, that's like I said, it's like picking Patrick against Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl. You just don't do it, you know. Right. And to say that Scottie Scheffler isn't the favorite and, oh, no, he's not going to win, you can't say that. I'm not going to sit here and tell you he's going to win, but you have to start with him. There's no question about it because he's in such tremendous form. You know, two wins and a second already. And but, you know, I said this last year, and I'm going to stick to it. If you want to, you know, when you talk about, don't take your eye off this guy, and that is Ludwig Åberg.
Yep.
You know, he came out as a rookie last year and made the European Ryder Cup team and won a PGA Tour event. This kid is going to win a major, and he's going to win. And I said last year he will win a major this year. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be here, but he's going to win one because he is supremely talented, and he's a guy that I wouldn't take my eye off of. You always got to like Brooks Koepka in a major. Won the PGA last year, finished second at the Masters last year. You know, he's let two green jackets slip away. He's going to be tough to beat. You know, you have to, you know, put John Rahm up there, but it's so hard to gauge the LIV Tour players and how they're playing because, you know, it's just it's a different animal with the events they're playing. Joaquin Niemann is very hot and, you know, over on the LIV Tour. And that's he's a world-class player. He's another guy I wouldn't take my eye off, but I think everybody, 90% of the golf world wants to see Rory McIlroy win and complete the Grand Slam, and I personally would like to see that as well. And, of course, as I mentioned, Jordan Spieth. No modern player has a record at the Masters like Jordan Spieth. He's led the Masters in 8 different rounds. No player, not even Tiger, has led the Masters that many times after a round. That's just how dominant he has been at Augusta. He could have 3 green jackets. He only has 1. But that stretch of 14, 15, and 2016 were very impressive, and he only came away with 1 green jacket. Like I said, he could have had 3. And he finished 3rd last year. So don't take your eye off that guy either.
Next time through, we'll talk about the draft, if you don't mind. And
it's coming up in a couple weeks, as we know.
I know. And I want to thank the dog for being as quick as it was.
Well, Steve, I'll look forward to our next chat, that's for sure.
Thank you, my friend. Always the best. You know, I think the world of you.
Absolutely, Steve, and I always enjoy being with you. Stay well. We'll talk soon.
Jerry Dulac, longest-running weekly radio golf show in the country, and, of course, with the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and on the Steelers Network. This half hour brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. While Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
You want your young athlete to get the most out of life and NIL. You need a roadmap, a strategic approach. NIL Game Changers help student athletes earn while they learn in their collegiate journey. Driven by former student athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents and content media designers, they'll guide both student and family, starting with high school students looking toward college and those already in college. Get a seasoned team of marketing experts with a background in athletics and coaching. Visit NILGameChangers.org, the ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities.